of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The president, now his challenger. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Joe Biden will go to Kenosha today.
We got to heal. We got to put things together, bring people together.
The Democratic nominee will meet with law enforcement and business and community leaders following Jacob Blake's much-protested shooting by police.
Biden will meet with the family of Jacob Blake, something President Trump did not do while on his trip to Kenosha. Biden made the announcement from Wilmington, Delaware, slamming the president for his handling of the coronavirus and telling him to get off Twitter.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. There's a new Fox poll giving Biden an 8-point lead in Wisconsin, a 4-point edge in North Carolina. He's ahead by 9 in Arizona, states that went Trump red in 2016.
The president is seen as equal to or better than Biden on the economy, while likely voters in all three states say Biden would be better in battling COVID-19.
Fox's Colonel Scott. Now, the president's defended his corona response, saying his administration's been fast-tracking vaccine research. Fox's Evan Brown has the latest live.
Yeah, Dave, and perhaps the first vaccine could be ready when November begins. A letter from the CDC's director sent to governors last week and now being reported instructs states to be ready to start taking delivery of vaccine doses by November 1st, and that states will soon receive permit applications from McKesson Corporation, which is a pharmaceutical distributor. A number of candidate vaccines are in the midst of accelerated clinical trials, but the FDA has not yet granted approval for them, Dave.
We have a new protest over another deadly shooting of a black man, Washington this time.
Angry residents gathered outside a Southeast D.C. police station. Police Chief Peter Newsham says officers were acting on a tip.
Information that they had relative to some subjects who had guns in a vehicle in this area.
Police spotted the car as they approached it. Its occupants took off running. In a statement, D.C. police say that when one of them, an 18-year-old man, pointed a gun at them, police fired.
Fox's Jack Callahan. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a special end-of-summer announcement from Dell. At our Labor Day sale, small businesses can save up to 50% on select business computers with Intel Core processors. We're committed to taking your business to the next level. Give our small business technology advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business with Labor Day savings. Visit Dell.com/businessdeals or call us at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
This is the Frawls family. They live on a piece of land they call greener pasture, and they work on it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. With its durable construction and features that hook up to dozens of attachments with ease, no job is too tough. The Frawls family runs with us, because this is more than just land. It's home. Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
A sheriff's deputy's in critical condition in Georgia after a traffic stop went wrong in Augusta. The driver took off, dragging the deputy. He was taken into custody after a manhunt. In Texas, an ex-cop's in trouble over a traffic stop. Nathaniel Brown indicted for assault.
Fired after beating a bystander, 24-year-old Skylar Gilmore. Gilmore happened to be with a friend who was recording video of a traffic stop outside of Baytown Market. Brown walks across the parking lot to confront Gilmore, then throws him to the ground. Brown is seen using his knee to strike Gilmore in the face.
Natalie He with Fox 26 TV. All the money Congress approved in this corona crisis ballooned the federal deficit to a projected $3.3 trillion.
And it comes as the feds see a drop in tax revenues. Individual income tax collections are down about 11%, while corporate tax collections are down 34%.
Fox's Jill Nato on Wall Street ahead of the weekly unemployment numbers due out this hour. Stock futures are down. One of baseball's greatest pitchers has died. Hall of Famer Tom Seaver was 75. He had dementia, coronavirus complications. Seaver's biggest year, winning the 1969 World Series with the New York Mets.
We never put our heads between our legs, and we always fought, and it's the greatest feat in the world.
In the NBA playoff bubble in Orlando,
James Harden's defense sending the Houston Rockets to the second round.
Houston got its hands on it. Dort for three, blocked by Harden. Dort got it back. tried to throw it off Harden and missed him.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Harden with the block on Lugans Dort, forcing a turnover that would end up helping to clinch it for the Rockets as they defeat the Oklahoma City Thunder in advance with a 4-3 series win. And Jimmy Butler sinking two free throws after a foul as time expires to give the Miami Heat a bizarre Game 2 win over the Milwaukee Bucks, 116-114. Heat now with the 2-0 series edge on the top seed Bucks in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
In hockey's playoffs, Colorado beat Dallas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Well, who had a Buffalo that got loose? That's what I don't get.
There's over a dozen from the farm.
So it was a Buffalo farm in Mahomet?
No, Monticello.
Monticello. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Diane told me here that there's a buffalo that got loose.
It was over a dozen that got loose and held up school traffic yesterday.
I just didn't know we had a buffalo ranch out in Monticello.
Right.
All right. Well, dang it. We got to get that fence fixed. Dang it.
Remember we had the meat people on when COVID-19 was first starting.
Oh, that's theirs?
I don't know,
okay,
but I was thinking that when I saw the story.
Yeah,
but
okay.
And there's still a couple of loose, actually. So there's a kind of a heightened alert, and they're saying, do not approach the buffalo.
So you don't say,
or try to get a selfie next to it.
I wouldn't do the selfie. No, they can charge you, people.
Exactly.
Okay, good morning. It's Thursday. This is the 3rd of September. I was best man 42 years ago today for Johnny and Bobby.
Nice.
Yeah. Best man. Their wedding. That was in Monticello, but there were no buffalo. That was at the Methodist Church, which is something else now, I think. Anyway, good morning. Weather this morning brought to you by the College of Aces. Agriculture, consumer, and environmental sciences is more than meets the eye. Explore opportunities at aces.illinois.edu. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Areas of dense fog this morning with this advisory going until 10 a.m. So if you're not sure if your headlights are on automatic, make sure you just get out and take a look and fiddle with them to make sure your headlights are on, especially if you're going through some low-lying areas, partial clearing later on. We do have a 20% chance of rain, high 86 expected, and down to 51. Tomorrow, very pleasant, sunny, high 77, low 57. Then Saturday and Sunday, we're up to 82. We could see some morning showers on Sunday, a 40% chance of that. And the current temperature is at 63. Another trending story that I've been talking about with friends of mine, and what are we doing with these U of I students now? We're coming into the Labor Day holiday weekend.
I've got the letter. We'll read it for you.
Okay.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Stand by.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas.
In Dallas, Texas-based businessman, co-founder and chairman of Annandale Capital, and conservative political leader, he is Texas, George C. How are you, sir?
Boy, I never get tired of that song. It makes my day every time you play that. Thanks so much.
Yeah, your grandfather was Bill Clements, who was governor of Texas in the 80s. He actually helped on the campaign. Before we get to stuff, how do we feel about oil, George? Are we coming back with that thing or not?
Gosh, you know, that's a great question. I wish I was better at predicting commodity prices. I'm terrible at it, and I think most people are terrible at it. And the reality is we're going to have a couple hundred more companies go bankrupt at $42 oil. Oil's got to get back over 50 for that industry to even scrape by. And natural gas has got to stay above 250 a foot, if not 3 a foot, for that industry to thrive. So it's a little bit ironic that the oil and gas industry has come back so strongly. But they did it on borrowed money, and now they're in jeopardy of being able to continue to operate as a going concern, and a lot of them are going to go bankrupt. And it's really imperative for our country that these industries stay sound, because it gives us so much geopolitical power when we're energy independent and control our own destiny and energy. And the left's assault on fossil fuel companies is really, really strange. The ironic part of that is if Biden wins and bans fracking on public land, and the regulatory agencies start preventing any pipelines from being built and all that, it's going to definitely send commodity prices higher, because supply is going to come off and you won't be able to meet demand.
Well, you're going to get a Green New Deal. I mean, I would think if Joe Biden wins, I mean, the direction will be clear. Even no matter what the former vice president says, you just know there are going to be people that he's not going to push back on a lot, I wouldn't think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's exactly right. He's not going to get down in the weeds on the details of the regulatory state persecuting fossil fuel companies. That's just going to happen. I mean, there's only a certain number of things the president can do. And we all look at the president as the leader of the country, but the reality is there's 330 million people in America, and the federal government spends this ridiculous amount of money every year now, and this year we're going to run a $4 trillion deficit. And there's only so much the president can do. It's the deep state, the Leviathan bureaucratic state that really runs everything, and it can be a really harsh, cruel overseer.
What do you think happens, George C.? What's happening here in 60 days?
Well, you know, I think it's going to all come down to whether the last 20, 30 days and the 5 to 15% of voters who still have an open mind, it's not a big group of people. And I think they're going to break real hard one way or another. And if they break really hard for Trump, I think he squeaks by. If they break really hard for Biden, I think he'll blow him out. So I think it's one of those two scenarios. I think, and we're going to find out, I think, closer to the date. If Trump wins, I think the way you go back and analyze his victory was these riots and the Democrats not condemning these riots or even talking about them in their convention, which is just, it's disgusting. And then the really, really outstanding appeal to Black and Hispanic voters that the president and his people did at the Republican convention, that was really masterfully well done. And if he doubles the Black vote that he got from last time and increases the Hispanic vote, game over. He wins all the states where it's really close. Those are the factors I would pay attention to, and whether the riots really resonate with the average American voter versus the virus. What's everybody focused on?
Everybody's focused on the virus right now here at the University of Illinois. We've just been told to shut in. I mean, you're at University of Illinois as a student, George, and you're not supposed to do anything except all the essentials. And if you meet, you can get suspended. And if you host a party, you'll get suspended. I mean, why did we come back? It's nuts.
Yeah, this was so predictable. Gen Z just could care less about this bug because they know that when they get it, they may not even have symptoms, yeah, and they'll just go about their lives. So they're very irresponsible about the way they're handling it. And it just spreads like wildfire through university campuses. North Carolina did the same thing. And so the opening up process, it's just a nightmare. And we've got to get an effective treatment for this, not in a year, but within the next 3 to 6 months. We got to get it quick.
You think we will?
No, I don't. I hope I'm wrong, though. I mean, a lot of really smart people are putting in awful lot of energy into getting something sooner rather than later. But I think the problem is when you listen to the scientists, they all say this just takes time. You just can't do this overnight. And, you know, they've been feverishly working on it for about 4 months now. If they could get a vaccine sometime before the June of next year, in the first half of next year, I think that would be a blistering pace. So to expect we're going to get a vaccine before the election or before the end of the year or even early next year, I think that's kind of magical thinking, but I'd love to be wrong about that.
Well, it's. I've never felt a time in my life that's like right now. I've just never. I mean, it is so polarized, and I've never ever thought that the United States of America would have discussions about removing the Washington Monument and the Jefferson Memorial and things like that because of racism and cancel culture. We got to stand up to that.
Well, it's lunacy. You know, it's basically the Twilight Zone. And I think the problem comes back to where, you had Dr. King inspiring everyone in the late 60s saying, I want a colorblind society where my kids are judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. Well, today it's all about the color of your skin with these systemic racism claimants and these people who are trying to divide us by race. And someone who, you know, basically their family immigrated from Jamaica in 1960, or somebody who immigrated from Ghana in 2000, I think the race baiters on the left are having a field day telling these people that they have nothing to do with George Washington and even Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson, and these people were bigoted white plantation slavers, even though they way overstayed all those cases in some respects. And I think they're convincing a lot of Americans that come from very different backgrounds than someone who immigrated from England in 1750 or Scotland in 1768. They're saying, you're not with those people, and they're trying to divide us. And they're having some success with that, which is terrible. It's outrageous. You look on our currency, and it says, E pluribus unum. Out of many, we become one. And that's what America's about. And these people who are being brainwashed by this, we've got to do a better job convincing people that we need to come together, not be torn apart by radicals on the left.
Lincoln, Nebraska, man demands boneless chicken wings be renamed. This is where we are, George. This is where we are. Took time with the city council to explain why, and there's nobody in the room except the city council. George C., those that fail to learn from their history are destined to repeat it. Are we going to repeat? This is just head shaking.
We got to stay optimistic. America is a land of optimism, and even though Trump makes it difficult because he just has such negative rhetoric, we got to go back to Reagan, at least from one respect, that this country is a shining city on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best hope for mankind, not just America, but worldwide. And we've got to fixate on that because it's an ideal that we have to defend with our honor and with our lives and with our families. It's worth that much. And I'm optimistic. I think we'll get through this, and I think this division's going to fade in time. The riots in the late 60s faded with time.
Yeah.
We're just going through a bit of a temper tantrum in our country, and we'll get over it. We'll get through it.
George C., SEAY, Annandale Capital, commentator. Always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Love being on your show. Thanks a bunch.
George C., down in Dallas, Texas, ESPN 93.5. You're always welcome to chime in at 359-2255. Facebook message us as well. 716, Diane's got sports.
Well, the Cardinals got 2 out of 3. Cincinnati Reds on top yesterday. The final was 4-3 and a well-deserved day off from the St. Louis Cardinals. Boy, they've been hard at it. Let's get your Redbird Recap.
The Redbird Recap is sponsored by Central Bank, your hometown bank of the St. Louis Cardinals.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals have a day off today in Chicago. They'll open a 5-game series over 4 days beginning tomorrow night at 7:15 at Wrigley Field. But last night, the Redbirds dropped a 1-run decision after just blasting the Reds 16-2 the night before.
They couldn't close out the series, but they did get a good start from Johan Oviedo. He did give up a few runs, but the Cardinals were in it. They had their chance in the ninth inning. They had the bases loaded with one out. Couldn't come up with a hit or a sacrifice fly to put themselves ahead in the ninth. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Joey Votto, one of the game's best hitters over the last 10 years, came up with a base hit to right center on an 0-2 pitch to send the Cardinals home a loser.
Two walks set up the game-winning hit for Votto after the Cardinals had the bases loaded and couldn't score in the top of the ninth. So it's the Redbirds and the Cubs beginning tomorrow night. Yu Darvish against Jack Flaherty on the air at 6:20. The Reds won 4-3.
We believe in the perfect game. The hard nine, the gas house game, backflips and Uncle Charlie, Clydesdales, scorecards, and hitting the cutoff man. Two birds on one bat, hanging banners, and that next year is now. We believe in Cardinals Nation.
Central Bank believes in being the hometown bank of the Cardinals. Welcome to Cardinals Checking for those who believe. Sign up for free Cardinals Checking with Central Bank and get an exclusive Cardinals 11-time champions jersey and 2-game tickets. Find out more at CardinalsChecking.com. Restrictions apply. One offer per household while supplies last. Member FDIC.
All right, the Cubs win over Pittsburgh. That final was 8-2. It's a 12:35 first pitch over on U.S. 105.9. Alec Mills for the Cubs is on the mound, and then J.T. Brubaker for the Pirates. Minnesota over Chicago White Sox. That final was 8-1. They've got a 7:05 start.
/7:19, going to check your weather here coming up. I do have the chancellor's email, the mass email that was sent to all the students at the University of Illinois about the new rules that went to effect 5 o'clock last night. Pretty intense, like 3 or 4 pages here I've got in front of me. And we will give you the details of what the chancellor and other leaders at the University of Illinois are asking for. Going to be a real quiet weekend, they hope, for Labor Day weekend. We'll see. But they went after some of these partiers that really haven't done what they're supposed to do. And so we had a spike in testing, and not testing, spike in positive cases. Weather today, watch the fog. It is definitely thick in parts. Be careful as you drive. Have your headlights on. Temperature today, right about 79, maybe touching 80, 84-ish. Well, then, you know, kind of temperatures coming down next Thursday. Heck, the high's going to be like 69. High today expected 84. High tomorrow just 76. Saturday up to 80. Chance of rain on Sunday in 82. Currently 63 degrees. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidaFinancialGroupLLC.com. The Chancellor's letter to the U of I students.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The market will be responding today to the number of new claims for unemployment benefits in the last week of August. Amazon is expanding in the UK. It's creating 7,000 new jobs there for warehouse workers, engineers, IT, HR professionals, and other positions. Hooker Furniture says sales were down more than 14% in its recent quarter, though business started picking up in mid-May and hasn't let up since. Chairman Paul Toms Jr. says factories shut down for 4 weeks in the spring, then slowly ramped up during the summer. Target is adding 600 products to its own brand, Good & Gather, including new pizzas, meatless burgers, and honey vanilla butter. Target tells USA Today the new options will be available by early next month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast.
So if the country is a center or center-right country, racing to the edges is a recipe for what we have right now, which is division. And of course, we are told the Senate is where the adults are. Of the 50 states, 9, by my count, have both a Republican and a Democrat senator. 9.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay. Illinois Mass Mail came out yesterday, 1:16 p.m. About three pages, Diane, about...
Yes, from the Chancellor.
Yeah, and others there also signed it.
All right.
Over the past few days, her irresponsible actions of a small number of students have created the very real possibility of ending in-person semester for all of us. Their poor choices have led to a concerning and rapid increase in the number of new undergraduate COVID-19 positive cases. For 2 weeks, starting now, which was last night, we are intensifying our efforts to identify and swiftly remove individuals who have created this unacceptable risk for our campus and community who have undermined your hard work to stay together. Students who continue to violate our safety policies, who fail to comply with directions from our public health officials and engage in unsafe activities that risk spreading the virus, will be asked to leave this university. We believe the damage done by those individuals can be reversed, but it must be done quickly. For 2 weeks, beginning last night at 5 p.m., for your own protection, we expect all undergraduate students to limit their in-person interactions to only the most essential activities. Things like twice weekly COVID-19 tests, attending class, purchasing groceries and food, going to work, engaging in individual outdoor activity, individual, I'm going to play soccer by myself.
What? Hacky sack.
Yeah. Attending religious services and seeking medical attention. Here's the hardest part. We need you to strictly avoid social gatherings under any circumstances for 2 weeks. And apparently they're going to have like a little line where you tell on people. Yeesh. Some students have ignored the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District directives to isolate or quarantine. Some students who have tested positive are actively avoiding our contact tracers. Some have repeatedly returning to testing facilities to take out another one to see, hey, it's not, I don't have it, and you can't do that. Some students have made active efforts to circumvent the Safer Illinois app. Over the weekend, we received 11 complaints about large gatherings. There were 100 party-related calls.
Mm-hmm.
What did we expect? I know there's just no way you thought that was going to work. You closed all the bars. I said they're going to go underground. It's 100% likely. Now they're really mad. And they're going to try and intensify this. They'll expel people. They'll send them off campus. But you've got, you know, I don't know how many are here. 35,000? 40? In the first week of classes, they focused on education. Now we're focusing on the individuals who are endangering everybody.
Right.
A student was issued an interim suspension for hosting a large party at his apartment. Another student was issued an interim suspension for violation of a quarantine order. I don't know how you'd know all that. I mean, if you're testing positive and you're supposed to quarantine, how do you know they're not? A student who posted a video on social media attempting to show people how to circumvent the Safer Illinois app is facing discipline.
Well, there's your answer, Stevie.
Approximately 100.
Maybe the Safer Illinois app has a locator on it.
Yeah, but you can't do that, can you? You can't. You can't. Do you sign off on that so you can track where I am all the time? Approximately 100 additional students and organizations are facing disciplinary action for the behavior over the weekend. It goes on to talk about what everybody ought to do. Avoid traveling or attending large gatherings over the Labor Day weekend. Remember that in addition to university disciplinary action for violation, you could be subject to fines up to $750 per day per violation. If you see... If you see any non-compliance, please document the evidence and submit it. Those are like the people that drove around town taking pictures and put them online. They're playing soccer. You can't play soccer. That's not social distance. I mean, it's that. Ugh.
What a mess.
What a mess. Okay, well, you know, again, you're trying. It's tough because this generation, age 18 to 22, may not even show symptoms, and they want to socialize because a lot of them major in socializing versus anything else. It's going to be when they said closing the bars, I said they're just going to have other parties, and it's just a natural thing.
So it's a 10 class, get groceries, and get tested twice a week. That's it.
You can go on a walk by yourself, but there again, it says individual activity. In some cases, you don't even want to walk on campus alone, I thought. Depends on the time of day.
Sure.
Good luck. Good luck. It's hard. And I sure as heck wouldn't want to try and enforce all this. I hate things like, I'm going to snitch on you. You're not. I saw them walking and they didn't have a mask and they were outside, but they were within 6 feet of your clothes. Maybe it was 5.5 feet. But yeah. And how are they doing 100 parties? Get little student ambassadors or something? Anyway, it's just they're trying to keep the spread down. I can't blame them for that. It is just going to be tough. And you think they're going to stop it? No, you're not going to stop this. I'm sorry. You can catch them, but people are going to drink. Close the liquor stores. How about that?
Oh, no.
Well, what sense does it make that you penalize all our local businesses, close all the bars, and allow liquor to be sold? Close the liquor store. Make them go to Bloomington to buy liquor. I mean, they're not going to... of course, then marijuana's legal, so they can buy that all they want. Don't worry about social distancing there. Just go line up. Yeah. Get the weed and share that, I guess, at the party. But take the cakers out. It's hard to get drunk and have a mass gathering because the more you drink, the less... You know, careful you are, right?
Right.
All right, good luck to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a Stever today. This is our program where Stevie J gives you money. You spend it on stuff and you keep the stuff.
Good idea.
Jets Pizza, my friends.
Yes.
All you have to do is go to GoStever.com. It lights up in 1 minute. GoStever.com. You sign in. If you're not registered, you can register and click accept all in the same darn time. The window, the porthole will be open from 7:30 to 8:30. You click, yes, I'd like $25 of Stevie J's money to go buy a pizza at Jets. And yes, I'll use it within 7 days and give you feedback as to what I thought of my entire experience. GoStever.com. I'm giving out pizzas today. in the form of $25 bills. GhostFever.com.
Jets is located at Neil and Green near campus and also at Round Barn location off Springfield and Mattis.
Okay. Go to GhostFever.com. It's Jets Pizza. Lights up in 30 seconds. Mark. GhostFever.com. Free pizzas this morning. Tossing them out like Frisbees. But I'm socially distanced. Mm-hmm. And I'm catching the Frisbee myself. Okay, 359-2255. You can chime in. We'll get to some of your messages that are coming in. Happy to do that. Facebook message us as well. I mean, if you're running campus, what would you do? You had 320 cases in one night. You got an issue. And then, you know what? If you've got it, you got to quarantine. That's just part of the thing. But I just don't think they're I feel good. It was a false positive. I get all that, but if you're not going to follow the system, it's just an impossible logistics nightmare. That's just what it is. They're trying to get it going. I don't know how they're going to keep it going. It's going to be all online, and it's just tough. It's a tough situation. All right, back in a moment. 359-2255. It's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. It is Thursday morning. We're going to the White House. John Decker coming up.
News. I'm Chris Foster. New Fox News polls show Joe Biden leading President Trump in three states the president won in 2016, Arizona, North Carolina, and Wisconsin.
In the three states, Biden holds large advantages with women, Hispanics, and suburban voters. The president is the choice among whites without college degrees and rural voters. The president is seen as equal to or better than Biden on the economy, while likely voters in all three states say Biden would be better in battling COVID-19.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The president's ordered a review of how federal funding might be withheld from state and city governments that he says allow violence and anarchy.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo suggesting the president has some kind of vendetta.
I think it's because he is from New York City, and New York City rejected him.
Any funding cuts expected to face legal challenges.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Say, if you build it, they will come. The story began in 2013 when Serra Automotive acquired Honda BMW in Savoy. And 7 years later, after unprecedented growth in sales and service, Serra Automotive is growing. Introducing Serra Honda BMW, Serra Subaru, Serra Buick GMC, and Serra Hummer, all located off of Neal in Savoy. For all the exciting details, visit Serra, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition. For more than 150 years, BC Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. BC's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do, evolving to create lasting impact for your family and legacy. Learn more at BC.com. Member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, America's journalist coming up in just a second. Let's check weather. Diane Ducey.
Areas of dense fog this morning. The advisory goes until 10 a.m. We've got a high 86 expected and 51 our low tonight. The chance of a shower popping up on radar this afternoon is at 20%. Very pleasant tomorrow with the sunshine. High 77, low 57. Saturday and Sunday we're up to 82. A 40% chance of showers early on Sunday. Right now, we're at 64 on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker! John Decker! John Decker! I want to talk to John Decker! He is the one we know! I want to talk to John Decker! He's at the White House in press room! There he is, ladies and gentlemen, live near the White House at the home office with the Air Force One pillow that I sure like. How are you, John Decker?
I'm doing excellent. Yes, I am at the home office today. I'll be at the White House tomorrow. And I would not be surprised if the president has a briefing at the White House tomorrow. But this afternoon, you may know this already, Stevie, the president traveling late this afternoon to Pennsylvania, to Latrobe, Pennsylvania, and why is Latrobe so important to America? Mm-hmm. That's where Arnold Palmer's from. That's his birthplace. And, of course, it's in western Pennsylvania. And, of course, Pennsylvania, battleground state for the November election. The president hoping to keep it in his column in November.
Well, according to Fox News, certainly from the three states revealed, Biden is safely in front. I mean, is this what we are to think, that it's over?
No, nothing is over until we hear that fat lady sing, I guess. but no, it's not over by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we haven't even hit Labor Day. We haven't even had the first of three presidential debates. We haven't had the one vice presidential debate. It is far from over. And next week, you're going to see ads go up in these battleground states from the Trump campaign. And they're hoping to turn things around. And so I certainly would not count President Trump out despite this poll. I think that, it's a Fox News poll. And I trust Fox News polls certainly more than any other poll. But, you know, it could overstate the degree to which Joe Biden is leading or has a lead over President Trump right now. And for that reason, at least for some of those states that are in the poll, they're within the margin of error. And that means that that is a poll that you can't bank on. You can't take it to the bank, and you can't count on that particular state being in Joe Biden's column, for instance, in November.
There are people that are saying it's possible that on Tuesday night it would be apparent that Trump has a big lead, and then after the mail-in votes are counted, Biden would be declared winner, and we'd have a national catastrophe because both sides would say they're cheating.
Well, look, we've had something like that happen in 2000. Our nation survived that. Of course, we know what happened there is that initially the state of Florida was declared for Al Gore. Then the networks took back that declaration, made it essentially up in the air until Al Gore ultimately conceded the election on December the 13th of the year 2000, 5 weeks after Election Day. So that's what I would prepare for. Is it possible that the numbers may be such that on November the 3rd, President Trump may be leading in one state? Sure, that's possible. And that means that there would likely be maybe millions of votes that still need to be counted. And as a result, the networks would not declare the state one way or the other with, you know, a significant number of ballots yet to be counted.
You know, though, in 2000, John, it felt more structure-y. It felt like we really trusted the system. It doesn't feel like that today.
Well, I think that the system was such in 2000 that we put our trust in the court system, ultimately the U.S. Supreme Court, which decided the 2000 presidential election. Now, there are doubts that are being sown as it relates to our ballot system, our election system, the structural integrity of our election system. I have confidence in it. You know, we've spoken about this before. I voted absentee ballot countless times. I never thought twice about the whole process. But the president is sowing some doubt as it relates to the election process. And, you know, I haven't seen any evidence that there has been massive fraud as it relates to voting in our country prior to the 2020 election. And that is what the president is saying may indeed happen in 2020 without any evidence that I've seen that would back that proposition up.
Yeah, I think there's always, I mean, I think we could probably all agree there's some sort of cheating. It's just whether it swings an election. And I don't think anything has the impact of a 1960 Mayor Daley Chicago and John Kennedy.
Well, that's
stuff.
Right. Yeah, people forget about that, Mayor Daley Chicago 1960. And you know that history quite well. In fact, at the time, Senator Richard Nixon, who was running for the presidency, decided, you know, just to concede. He didn't even want to challenge what happened in the state of Illinois and specifically in the city of Chicago. And that essentially, to a certain extent, determined the winner of the 1960 election. Now it's a different time. We have a much more divided country, as you know. You report on it every day on your show, Stevie. And so I don't see anybody conceding on election night right away, but you never know if it's a runaway one way or the other, if it's a landslide, then, you know, we'd see what we typically see as a concession speech of some sort coming from the losing candidate.
I mean, I guess, you know, 1980, it was supposed to be a coin flip, Reagan and Carter. And, I mean, is that possible that one side or the other could just break away and shock everybody into blowout?
Oh, absolutely. That's what happened. There were late breakers that went for Ronald Reagan in 1980. And I've spoken to individuals that were involved very intimately in the 1980 presidential race from both sides, from the Reagan side and also from the Carter side. I've done an obituary already that's sort of what, as we say, you know about this phrase, in the can, for Jimmy Carter for Fox News. And I spoke to many individuals who really were seeing the likelihood, they thought, of Jimmy Carter winning in 1980. And, of course, the late breakers went for Ronald Reagan. They wanted to give him a shot. They felt comfortable with him as the next president, and he ended up, of course, winning that race in 1980.
Well, it's certainly unlike any time I felt, and I really don't know what's going to happen. That's why John Decker, who in 2016 said, I think Trump's going to win, you said that earlier than anybody. So we're all kind of waiting here. In fact, we're kind of waiting for what you say,
When are we going to get the prediction here? We're going to get it the second week in October. We'll have the vice presidential debate under our belts. We'll have the first presidential debate under our belts. And I think that will essentially, you know, determine to a certain extent how those undecideds are going to vote in the 2020 election. So I look forward to making that forecast for you on your show, Stevie. And we'll see. Okay. Like I said at the very top of our conversation, Stevie, a lot can happen, and it's not even Labor Day yet.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's coming up, Labor Day late this year, coming up this weekend. And then you think the debates, it will have an impact?
Well, sure they will, because, you know, that's one of the undecideds. We've heard, you know, that Joe, you know, we've heard this from many quarters, including from you, Stevie, that Joe Biden isn't what he used to be, that, you know, he's not maybe all there, various you know, that theme coming regarding Joe Biden, and the debates are the best way to determine whether that narrative is true or not, you know, whether he can hold his own against President Trump. And so I think that for many undecideds, they will wait and see how Joe Biden specifically performs in that debate and whether his faculties are all there, whether he's sharp, whether he's quick, whether he can handle and, you know, stand mano a mano against President Trump. And so, yes, I think that this year those debates could indeed determine who the next president is going to be, or if President Trump wins a second term, another 4 years as president.
I've changed my narrative, by the way, on that. I don't know if
what's the narrative? I want to hear it.
Joe Biden, 47 years, distinguished senator. You can't touch him. The guy. Look at the 2012 debate with Paul Ryan. He smoked him. Biden is well-spoken. He is unbelievable. The experience he has, we can't even hold a candle to that. Oh, my gosh. Let's call off the debate.
That's right. I think you're picking up on my conversation I had with you from last week.
No, I've got
You can't lower the expectations against your opponent. You raise the expectations.
Joe Biden. Come on, man. We can't touch him.
Come on, man.
No, that's my new thing is we can't be the Joe Biden's. He's going to be unbelievable. He's going to be the Webster's Dictionary. It's over. We can't touch that. That's what I got.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I got.
All right,
my friend.
I'm glad you're paying attention.
No, I do. I do. Believe me, everything you say, I soak in. John Decker, I appreciate you, my friend. Keep up your reporting. We need great journalism.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks for having me on the show today. Have a great day, great rest of the week and weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
You're the man. John Decker, live near the White House. He goes to the White House periodically, not every day like he used to because of pandemic. But that's it. Joe Biden, the distinguished senator from Delaware, you can't touch him. The guy is so articulate. He's so brilliant. I mean, he spews prose and he's so good at verbiage. I mean, it's over. That is my new approach. He is tremendous. He's a statesman. You cannot touch Joe Biden in the debate. Forget about it. Forget about it. Too much experience.
So there's a comment from Jack about the mail-in votes and when they requested to know how many more votes should come in. If these are mass-mailed, there's no guessing on how many still could come in, basically waiting for a battleground state towards Trump and then flood more Biden votes in a few days later.
I don't, you know,
is there a certain cutoff date when it'll be official?
I don't know that. I understand there's only 9 states that are flooding the zone and sending out ballots to every household. And I don't know if any of them are swing states. I mean, California, it's not going to go to Trump, so it doesn't really matter, does it? Oh, we won the
primary. We had a guest on this week saying Colorado has been doing this for 6 or 8 years.
Well, again, absentee is when you call and request a ballot, mass mailing to every household, even if they're dead or alive or moved. You still got a floating ballot out there that somebody could harvest, is what they say. Okay, another texter. How's it considered safe by our cities to protesters to march, but dangerous for people to march in a parade? Wouldn't both fall under the First Amendment right to peacefully assemble? I don't know what parade he's referencing here. Was there a parade recently? I mean, I've seen golf cart parades, but those are socially distanced.
Yeah, and I feel like the honor parade that they had in Muhammad over the weekend was also, you know, it's one of those things where everybody knows the rules, let's just obey them.
Yeah.
I mean, Tolono has a golf cart parade tomorrow, so at 6:45, but we just expect, you know, it's only your family on the golf cart and you're staying away from everybody else.
I'm just really, really happy I'm not on campus, that I'm not a freshman at the University of Illinois these days.
Different experience.
It's just the whole, I mean, a huge part of this is social, right?
Social.
I mean, you got to ban the social. If you're looking for appliances, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, stand by. They make it easy online at appliance-world.com. So you go to appliance-world.com and you need to look around. You do the virtual thing. You see the Frigidaire that you really like. You call up, you say, hey, this looks really good. Can you tell me, does it have the little reminder that I'm out of milk? Because some of these fridges do. And you say, okay, when a mask up, come in, take a look. Can we get it delivered? Can you take out my old unit? Dick Van Dyke Appliance World will say yes. Over 40 years of appliance experience, it's all they do. That's all they do is appliances. Dick Van Dyke is the largest independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur, they offer discount pricing on quality products. They specialize in appliance service, including delivery, installation, and repair. And again, you cannot beat. They're free. 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Check out the Champaign location, South 74 on Neal, or again, appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com.
I saw an LG freezer that does circular ball ice.
Ooh, that's
artisan
cool.
Ice, okay. I think it was. Wow, that is cool.
The news, the circle ice is popular.
I mean, it was like a golf ball kind of size.
Ooh, big ones, okay.
Yeah.
Texter, the news has an article this morning's News Gazette. They have canceled the Labor Day parade.
Right. Dorothy had a comment on Facebook live feed here at ESPN 93.5 about the Labor Day parade being canceled. Maybe that's what they're talking about. So, and that one used to leave from Lincoln Square and head to the Brookings Building, I believe, on Monday morning around 10. So, that's not going to be happening.
Rick has texted in. We're supposed to be playing football. We're becoming the frog in the pot of boiling water. What has this country come to? It's a taste of socialism, really. Under the auspices of an emergency, and it might be an emergency, but this is what socialism feels like. Can we? Can't we? Let's ask. Let's ask superior leader. Okay, it's 8:48. Let's jump to our morning sports, ESPN 93.5.
Cincinnati beat the Cardinals 4-3, so the St. Louis Cardinals took 2 out of 3, and they have the day off today. Let's get your Ridbit recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals have a day off today in Chicago. They'll open a five-game series over 4 days beginning tomorrow night at 7:15 at Wrigley Field. But last night, the Redbirds dropped a one-run decision after just blasting the Reds 16-2 the night before.
They couldn't close out the series, but they did get a good start from Johan Oviedo. He did give up a few runs, but the Cardinals were in it. They had their chance in the ninth inning. They had the bases loaded with one out. Couldn't come up with a hit or a sacrifice fly to put themselves ahead in the ninth. And then in the bottom of the ninth, Joey Votto, one of the game's best hitters over the last 10 years, came up with a base hit to right center on an 0-2 pitch to send the Cardinals home a loser.
Two walks set up the game-winning hit for Votto after the Cardinals had the bases loaded and couldn't score in the top of the ninth. So it's the Redbirds and the Cubs beginning tomorrow night. Yu Darvish against Jack Flaherty on the air at 6:20. The Reds won 4-3.
Cubs win 8-2 over Pittsburgh. Baez with a three-run homer.
Here's a swing and a high fly ball, deep left field off the bat of Baez. This ball's got a chance, gone. Get out the tape measure for Javier Baez, a long three-run homer, and the Cubs lead 3-1.
Okay, good to hear Pat bringing out his tape measure comment there.
Yeah, he feeds off the crowd like all announcers yes. do, there's no doubt about it, but it's what we have. The Cubbies are comfortably in first place by four full games. Even though some of their big hitters aren't coming up with great averages right now, it doesn't matter. The Cubs are steamrolling the Central as we speak.
And it's a 12:35 start to wrap up that series against the Pirates with J.T. Brubaker on the mound for Pittsburgh, Alec Mills for the Cubs, Minnesota over the Chicago White Sox 8-1. Kansas City is who the White Sox will take on at 7:05 tonight. And did you hear Tom Seaver passed away at the age of 75?
Big fan of Tom Seaver. He was the premier pitcher for 10 years at least. 1967 to 77 with the New York Mets. Tom,
right.
Terrific. Won a World Series in 69 when they came back on those Cubbies. Tom Seaver, dead at the age of 75.
And NBA action had Miami Heat over the Milwaukee Bucks, 116-114. Miami up on the series, 2-0. Houston Rockets won their series now, 4-3, beating Oklahoma City's Thunder, 104-102. James Harden blocking that three-point last-second shot. 30 players on the tour. East Lake played for that $45 million FedEx Cup bonus money, $15 million to the winner.
$15 to the winner. Second place takes your $5 million. And sulks away. Weather brought to you by the College of Aces. Agriculture, consumer, and environmental sciences is more than meets the eye. Explore opportunities at aces.illinois.edu.
Dense fog advisory goes until 10. Make sure the headlights are on. Give yourself plenty of distance between you and other vehicles. If you're traveling this morning, we've got a high 86, 51 with clear conditions tonight. Sunshine, high 77, low 57 for tomorrow. 81 to 61. The temperature rains with sunny conditions on Saturday. Sunday, we've got a 40% chance of morning showers. And on Monday, Labor Day, we're at a high of 83. Currently 66 on ESPN 93.5.
I can't imagine the news will be good for those on campus with bars and restaurants. Remember, that was supposed to be till Labor Day thing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything's changing, is it?
Yeah, you're right.
And another thing is there's been no word as to if that's extended where restaurants can't have inside seating and bars can't be open on campus, in the campus town area. But they got to be told, because you got to ramp up if, in fact, that changes. Can't imagine, following the chancellor's letter that I read here in the last half hour, that essentially says students stay in, don't socialize. If you party, you're going to be expelled from the standpoint, if you host a party for sure, and if you're there, you're going to be disciplined. Will kids still go out and buy booze and drink? And then I still don't understand how they're navigating fraternities and sororities. Because if you live there, I don't understand. How do you do that? If you live there, let's just say there's 30 in the house, big house, they cut it down. You're going out and coming back. I guess you're tested twice a week so you can keep track of it. But isn't that a gathering? I don't know. It's just a lot of questions. But I think the worst part of everything is that you're supposed to tell on each other.
Right.
I can't stand that. That's China. That's snitching. That's ugh. I mean, it's fine if you see a blatant 200-person party and it's, you know, spilling over and, you know, okay, I guess if you, but
to just look for it. We already have that. People looking around the mask violators in stores. It is just do your thing. Put your mask on. Go do your thing and leave. Don't be in everybody else's business. Just avoid people. If you see somebody in the other aisle without a mask, just don't go near them. But it's not your business. Let the store deal with it. But we got these self-proclaimed mask police, and it's very annoying. And some people are ready to fight you about it. And we just don't want to go there, do we? Ladies and gentlemen, it's one of the best humans I know. It's Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm fine. I'm still waiting for the call. If you need help on the weekends, of course, have training with Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. And
that's right.
I tightened up a cabinet screw, and I picked the pointy one because I think that's what it called for, Troy. So.
That's right. You know what? As long as you know what tool to grab, who cares what it's called, right?
Did Drew leave your company after I worked with him, or did that hold up?
No. Woo! But he had a whole new appreciation.
Boy, I was worried because after I left, after training with Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, I thought Drew was going to quit. Okay, so what are you doing right now, Troy, besides doing your philanthropic work and helping people and doing great things with Lifeline Connect and supporting men who get into drugs and recover through the word of God and Jesus, and it's all good. But you're actually servicing what now? Air conditioners? Got to have an eye on furnaces coming up.
Yep, we have an eye on furnaces. We're going to start those here in about 2 weeks. I know it doesn't seem like we should have to yet because, you know, again, it's still here. But before we know it, fall is going to be here. It's all right around the corner. And we're going to start the furnace tune-ups and be sure that it's safe to operate. Again, it's like your air conditioner. As long as it's done once a season, that doesn't have to necessarily be done right at the beginning. But again, if you do it November every year, that's great, or December, January. The main thing is to be sure that it's operating safely and as close to manufacturer's specs as possible.
Yeah, well, that's what you guys do because you want to keep it humming. And I tell the story when I had a $980 furnace bill, and was it air conditioner? Anyway, I had a cardboard for air filter. And the Lands people laughed, which I thought wasn't funny. But anyway, I never knew you had an air filter to change. But if you don't have it,
you're not the only one in that boat, and that's why you call the experts. You do what you do on the radio. We'll take care of the equipment.
Yeah, some people say I'm not competent at either. But anyway, Troy.
I'll let that one lay.
How do people get Lands Heating, Cooling? And by the way, I'm enjoying my conversations with Melissa and Wes and some of our, I just feel like I'm part of the team now, and
your family.
I'm just I'm trying to glob on to a successful company.
That's
okay?
Great. 355-5512 or landsinc.com.
You're the man, my friend. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
You too. It's Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Truly a really good man. I mean, he's really, really good guy. Okay, let's see, 756. We have a Stever in progress. Stever is our program where I hand you money, you spend it and keep it, and we're doing Jet's Pizza today, kind of a slam dunk. So if you want $25 to spend, I think I get the buffalo chicken.
Ooh, yeah. Real good
little pick there. It's a little kick at the end there.
Their boneless wings are terrific, too. Yep. Boy, they've got a lot of great salads. I mean, Jet's Pizza, located near campus at Neyland Green, also at Round Barn, location off Springfield and Mattis.
So here's what you do. You go to the website, Go Stever, S-T-E-V-E-R. When the kids are growing up and I'd say, we're going to the moon, I got a ladder, they'd say, easy, Stever. So the program is a little out there, and so that's why it's called that. So it's GoStever.com. I'm simply on the corner handing you money. And if you don't want it, that's fine. But if you want to eat pizza on me, GoStever.com, click accept. You'll get an email. It's going to be a random select thing. I don't know how that works at all. I just know that you go accept and you're in the pool of people. And as you imagine, for pizza, there's probably quite a few. I haven't got a count yet, but I know a lot of people love Jets. Jets Pizza, GoStever.com, GoStever.com. All right. ESPN 93.5, your news just moments away.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Caution, a virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide. Technologies to Champagne. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lincoln.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, insurance? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow in Champaign help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kurt handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else, more money too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. That's money Kurt can help you put toward a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow today and get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state. Visit KurtLenschow.com today.
Staying informed is all about asking the right questions. That's why Schwab encourages you to ask questions about the way your wealth is being managed. Do you know how much you're paying? And do you get your fee back if you're not happy? At Schwab, we offer the industry's only satisfaction guarantee. If you're not happy for any reason, we'll refund your fee and work with you to make things right. So ask your broker questions. If you don't like the answers, ask again at Schwab. Visit schwab.com/compare us or call the Champaign Independent Branch at 217-689-4767.